Good morning. Okay. Hi. I'm Charlie. This is my show. I didn't come too prepared, so I'm just gonna jump right into it with something. And yeah, we'll take it from there. Let's do it.
Like Mariah, you scare me so. I
Awesome. Yeah. Sorry if it's a little loud in here. funny enough, I'm in Studio C instead of the regular Studio B. Because Studio B is broken as of yesterday. We were actually working on it yesterday. There's like a... originally, it was just like the headphones were broken. And then it gradually got worse to the... I think like the power module failed or something like that. but, yeah, board won't turn on. The computer will turn on, but the software for the radio won't run. So yeah, long story short, we're in, probably everybody's in studio, I think it's Studio A, Studio whatever this is for the rest of the year, but we should get that fixed soon. Yeah. I think a few weeks ago, I was talking about how I'm always put in these morning shows, and originally I played like a bunch of loud, crazy music to try and wake me up and whatnot, and then I talked about how I kind of wanted to change that and maybe go like a softer route and, keep the vibe going. But I think with that last song, I kind of set the tone for today. And I'm not going to back down with it. So I think we're going to go a little crazier with the selection. Yeah, I'm not quite woken up yet, but hopefully they'll change it. Let's see. Yeah, we'll do this. I'll set up a cue going, play a few songs, come back to it in a bit. See how it goes, yeah.
Sufficient fun, y'all get to that.
Can you get?
one stopped to stare at your technical motorhome. Every apron had your number on the wall. You must have had it all. You go to LA on a dare and you go it alone.
Could you live forever?
Could you see the day? Could you feel your whole world fall apart and fade away?
Get it long. Get it long, get Charlemagne. Get it long, get Charlemagne.
that, hold on, where are my headphones? There we go. Yeah. That last song was One Way Trigger by The Strokes. Off an album I actually don't really like at all. My Spotify has really feed me up songs this morning of way back when, songs I haven't listened to in a long time and used to be some of my favorites. I remember this one and I'm like, oh yeah, I used to love that song so much. And now I listen to it again. It's not a bad song, but I don't know about favorite. Yeah. All this stuff, for some reason. I mean, I've been too busy to listen to new music, so I guess that's kind of what I've been listening to. Yeah. What's up next? Oh, funny story. Story. It happened 5 minutes ago. I turned on the lights in the studio, when I came in here. And, while I was just sitting here listening to the set, they just shut off, and I'm like, wow, we have motion-sensored lights in here? I didn't know we were that fancy. But then they came back on during my set. I'm like, oh, I guess I moved. And then they started flickering and stuff, and that's when I realized that we don't have motion-sensor lights, I think. The light in here is also broken. So things are falling apart a little bit. It's probably been broken, I don't know. When I turn it on now, it kind of does like a half on, half off thing, like a dim lighting. Anyway. Yeah, I'll put on some other stuff. Oh yeah, these are all songs I have not listened to in a long time. I'm gonna play these next two, and then I'm gonna go find some record somewhere and play something on that. That'll be my adventure, and then I'll come back and maybe read you a PSA. We'll see. Okay. cool. let's see here. I'm just gonna pick one at random. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll see. Flip. Oh, this one's good. Okay. There are many social networking sites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if someone you know is in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all time, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WFO and Medford Tufts Educational Freeform Radio. Yeah. Oh, the one before was about washing hands. I wish I did that one. Okay. This mic won't stand up. Oh, a bit of a... Oh, wait. Oh, there we go. Okay. Figure that out. Okay. Anyway, beyond organ transplants and washing hands, while those songs were playing, it's always fun to root around here and look for music and records and just little things around, because there's so much. So that's what I did. Even in that short amount of time, I have some highlights. There's a row of Paul McCartney albums just sitting on the window. I don't know if that's for a special occasion or something. There's a Tribe Called Quest album, like, sitting behind me, kind of looking over me. Which is pretty cool. I found a Charlie Brown musical, I think it's like a recording of some Charlie Brown, the songs on a Charlie Brown musical. That was pretty cool. In that same section, though, and what I'm going to try playing, I found a record, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations on Broadway. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Actually, I don't know. It could be whack. But high potential. Ooh. Okay. I'm gonna play Funky Broadway on side two. I'm gonna play that one. And that's the second to last song, so maybe I'll end it if it's pretty good. If not, I'll stop it prematurely. But let's see how it goes. This might take me a second. Hold on. Okay, I got it wrong. Funky Broadway was part of the finale. So we'll just listen to the grand finale of, seems like a four-track medley or something. I don't know. Well, whatever. We'll listen to it. Okay. Disc on. Hopefully this works. Yeah. Let's listen. I actually totally lied. I don't think there's a turntable input on the board in this room. I should have checked that. No. There's not. Okay. Well, we can't play that. That sucks. also sucks because I didn't have a backup plan. Let's play Peace Frog. Okay. Sorry about the wait, but we'll listen to the Peace Frog and some other stuff, and it'll be fun. Let's do it.
Mysterious human. myself, sleeping on the weekend, never felt so bad, record on repeat, and you never hear it clearer, like I do, if you ever read the signs, you
was, where are my headphones? Those last two songs, I decided to play a better stroke song, and then the last one was a song that I used to listen to all the time, and I can't remember how I heard where I found this band. They're called Weird Milk, and they only have like 3,000 monthly listeners, but I can't remember when I found this band, and I listened to this song and I was like, wow, that's a crazy awesome song. And then I went to the band and I'm like, wow, this is like, nobody listens to these people, they're so great. And their brand is great, and they're all awesome. And I was playing it, because I hadn't listened to that song for like years now, basically. And I was playing that I wouldn't play it and then hate it again. And realize it wasn't as good as I thought it was. But no, it's still a great song. I think they've like broken up by now. I remember I was like trying to keep track of them. It was hard. I think I bought their, like their single or something, like Honey I'm Around is another good song they made. They made a single in 2021, Vienna, which is not as good, but it's all good stuff. And they're really cool people. Yeah. And their 3,000 is so, it's so low. It's crazy. Actually, I was just looking at now, on the other side of that spectrum, the Japanese House, which I remember I first listened to their new album in 2023 when it first came out, like right the day of, because I was like targeted relentlessly with Instagram ads of it. And for some reason I caved in and I listened to it. And it's a fantastic album. And I think they're kind of like blowing up now. And, like, I've heard at least two of their songs multiple times. On the radio before, which is pretty awesome. She's awesome. Maybe I'll play one of her songs. Yeah, we only have like 12 minutes left. I have some songs. I have a couple songs on the queue, and then I'll put one of those Japanese house songs on there. Why not? And then I'll probably do it for us. So actually, I don't think I have time for the Japanese house. I'll change the cue. We'll end with the Japanese house. And listen to it. But I'll say goodbye now so that we don't waste any time. Yeah. Okay. Awesome show. Cool stuff. I don't know if it's the last for this semester. I'll probably be out next week. I don't know. I've kind of been skipping my shows because they're so early. But I did this one. And I'll do the next one, if there is a next one. Then hopefully next year I won't be at 7 a.m. God only knows. Okay. Bye-bye.